At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Gregory, most recently, while you were away, there was a scene of Vladimir Putin standing arm in arm with a Raisi, the president of Iran, and Erdogan, the president of Turkey, on a stage, their arms raised like they were, what you'd have to say, an updated version in suits of Rocky from the 1976 movie Rocky. They won something. What did they win? Iran has a suspect nuclear weapons program that you have repeatedly argued is meaningless. And therefore, what is the ambition of Iran? What is the significance of Putin celebrating Iran's ambition? And what does Turkey get out of it? All three of these players. What does it tell us of the future?
Well, all three of them are celebrating. The only one thing they can celebrate is that they're still alive and relatively viable. Iran, the clerics' main goal has been to stay in power, and they've done that. But what more can they do with it? They haven't added much to the prestige of Iran. They certainly haven't added to the territory of Iran or re-galvanized Iranian influence over the traditional Persian areas of Central Asia and the Middle East. That's all. Turkey, the Turkish president, Erdogan, is basically holding on, and if he holds on to the next elections next June, he's going to be very, very fortunate indeed, because his country is falling apart economically, and he's doing more and more desperate things to try to gain support from his population and to maybe distract from the political process. And in that case, he may actually go to war with Greece over some of the control of the islands in the Aegean Sea, which Greece now owns and controls. And Russia can basically say, okay, well, at least we've regained some influence over Turkey and Iran, and we're regaining some influence since August last year over Central Asia. All of them, however, are in trouble. So Iran having nuclear weapons and the like, or not having them, is almost immaterial. It can't do much with them. The Biden administration, because of its residual links to the Obama administration, has wanted to revive the five plus one agreement with Iran to limit Iran's nuclear weapons program. Reality is that it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter for several reasons. The first of which is Iran already has nuclear weapons and has had some nuclear weapons capability since 1991. When they obtained three weapons from ex-Soviet stocks in Kazakhstan and then went on to develop its indigenous capabilities. It doesn't matter that they've got them. What are they going to do with them? They can't attack anybody. Yes, they could talk about attacking Israel, but Israel does have a proven nuclear capability and delivery capability, which could retaliate far more importantly against Iran. So the punishment of Iran would be devastating, and that would be the end of the clerics as well. So basically, the clerics have got these weapons. It's not even any point in announcing them because they're not going to gain from the prestige or the deterrence of having those. Iran and Turkey now more or less exist because Russia has given them a home in the short term, and both Iran and Turkey basically hate Russia, but they have nowhere else to go. So it's a strange situation. Putin does have a few more pawns in his game, if you like, in having some control over Iran and Turkey, but that's about it. And certainly there are some economic benefits to be had from trading between the three.
What you were very careful to describe early in the conflict in Ukraine was that Russia was now the savior of Beijing. with food and energy. Beijing needs both, and it doesn't have a road forward because of its alienation of the neighborhood. However, does that make Beijing and Moscow now the dominant powers in Eurasia with the U.S. outside?
It certainly does. And that doesn't mean the U.S. doesn't have options in the region. It certainly has options, and it has to rethink how it's going to create regional alliances, both within the five Central Asian states and with India and the like, and in the Middle East. But it's not going to be business as usual. We've seen a total transformation, if you like, of the balance of power framework and the way in which business is conducted. The U.S. has to be more subtle, more fluid, and more innovative in its approaches to the region if it's going to break up the very solid Iran, Russia, China bloc. It can do it because the Central Asian states are anxious to ally themselves with the West, and particularly with the United States. And you've got other countries like Azerbaijan, which is also keen to find a way to avoid being dominated by Moscow. So there are many opportunities in that area, but it's going to take turning traditional strategies of the last 100 or 200 years on their head. And we need to go back within the U.S. as well as the British and French foreign policies as to how you control that situation in the Black Sea basin and further east, so that we're not still just trying to build on the Crimean War philosophies and start to do something a little more creative.
And Gregory, the final thought here about all of these things together, the strike in Kabul and the question of Nancy Pelosi's provocation, I guess that's what Beijing points to, and the energy weapon in Europe, and now the what are you going to do about Iran, because it is has pals in Moscow and pals in Ankara. Does this describe a U.S., you say it has to be more subtle. Are we now in retreat back to North America with the two oceans to protect us? Are we back to the 1930s? We just have a minute.
We are in retreat back to the isolationist period, but we don't have to be. The reality is that the Iranian people don't like the clerics in Iran. The Turkish people don't like the brutal policies of Erdogan. They are really ready to do something new. But for the United States to take advantage of that, it certainly has to have new policies toward that region. And it's going to have to be far more creative. It's going to have to sit down and say, how do we look at this entire region from the literally from the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean and north to south with totally fresh eyes? Because the United States could be also welcome back in Egypt and in Africa generally, for example. But we need to start some more creative strategic policy thinking. And I don't see any evidence of that emerging in the United States.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Welcome back, Gregory. This is John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.